How are my people on the lawn? How are my rain people? Y'all right back there? It's like from 15 years ago. I'm smart.
Me and I
don't trust mattresses. No, I don't trust mattresses myself. Come on in, Elvis. But I don't hold on. Thank you. With the exception of the rain, does everything feel good so far? You feel all right? Take it straight in. We love you. Thank you. This is a song from the Continuum album. It's called I Don't Trust Myself. Oh, no. We just did that. This is called Slow Dancing in a Burning Room.
I'm not afraid.
Somebody said to me today at the meet and greet, which is what makes meet and greet so worthwhile, is very often you can catch something that you wouldn't have thought of if someone tells you. And a gentleman told me, thank you for reinventing the blues. And I thought that that was a really cool thing to say. And then I started thinking about it, and I really didn't reinvent the blues, because you can't reinvent the blues. All you can do is reinvent the audience. And you're the audience, so thank you very much. It's called Crossroads. Us to get away with that in 2008. Good time so far. You feel good? How am I exposed, people in the elements? Has the rain stopped yet? The rain stopped? I don't know if this is a signal for... Has the rain not stopped? I don't know how you ask. Make a whole bunch of noise if the rain stopped. Oh, all right. Well, then you guys continue to have balls. Thank you very much. Literally, I've seen a couple bouncing up here. So, when we set out on this tour, one of the things that I wanted to do, since I don't really have a record per se to play on, is sort of bring blues and pop music together as much as possible, and I went to the top 100 or whatever, and I looked at sort of what songs of the day sort of still echo that sentiment of R&B and blues, and I found this song, and it sits pretty nice, and I know that I've succeeded in bringing this in terms of a crossover, because people say to me all the time, like, oh, so who wrote that? Is that a Howlin' Wolf tune? And it's like, no, it's a Duffy song. So that's kind of cool that I get to just keep tilling the soil. It's all the same sound. It all... Let me tell you what music is. It's like 1,000 years right there. It's called Mercy. Meditate on that. How would you like to be called as a crowd? Should I call you District of Columbia? DC for short? Are we on it? No, what do we call? Technically, what should I call you? Everyone, everybody. Hold on. I need to find this out. Could somebody come on stage and tell me? I want to be able to refer to them on a first name, first city basis. What's the actual name? Can somebody get on a talk back and tell me how to address these fans? I'm a little lost. I don't want to keep saying you all or you guys. Oh, you're in Columbia. Baltimore. Washington. So do I say Columbia? Can I call you Columbia? I don't think we're ever going to win. Hey, you guys! Can I call it the Belt in surrounding areas? How about coolest crowd ever? This girl is a wonderful girl here has a sign that says, I'm legal in 2 years. Well, I'm a pervert now. Hit it, JJ. That's a joke. It's a joke. You had more time to think of your sign than I had to think of a response, so everybody relax. Part of that is you can say that type of thing and then you have a song you can play that makes everybody come back. I can bring them back. Watch. This is how I bring you back from that disgusting piece of stage pattern.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus, and America too. She's a good girl, she's crazy about Elvis, loves all sins, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day. living in the cedar. There's a freeway running through the yard. I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even answer. I'm a bad boy for breaking the law, and I'm free. Free falling, falling. And then I'm free. Free falling, falling. And all the vampires walking through the valley, they move west down Ventura Boulevard. And all the bad boys standing in the shadows, out of the good girls. I hold my broken hearts, and I'm free. Free falling, falling. And I'm free. Free falling, falling.
David Ryan Harris, thank you very much. Anybody who watches more than 6.5 minutes of a cable news network. The news is alright, but if you're watching, if you spend more than 6.5 minutes watching any show where they split the screen and there's a guy in front of a green screen in front of Washington and there's a guy in front of, it's like, we're going to talk about gay marriage today, and on the left side, we're going to put a reverend for the Christian.